Micro Megatech, creator of functional Velcro microchip twist tops, proudly presents a Radio X production of Isaac Bashevis Dickens' The Little Christmas That Wasn't.
Aisle 11 is now open.
Carl, come over here and open the aisle. I've been working overtime all week, and every time I need you to do
I don't know why I work here anyway. It's just got these long, skinny arms and a long, skinny neck, and I'm just walking around shuffling around. And I hate Christmas anyway. It's all these people crowding around like sheep, and it makes me want to puke.
I'd like to buy these wrapping papers, please.
What kind of one?
What?
What kind you want?
I can't understand you. You're not opening your mouth widely enough.
I said, what kind of papers do you want, sir?
These here. I'm holding them. The ones with
the ones with the little Rudolph, the one with the Santa elves on there.
Yes, the blue reindeer or the white background.
Okay, is that all you want? You don't want any bows or anything. You don't want any putrid dancing angel on it.
Well, the string also.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. The string and the yarn and the fuzzy kittens and the whole sickening mess and the eggnog and the drunken uncles and the customers wandering around like sheep.
Hey, hurry up over there. We got a million people waiting in line
here. Just a minute. Hold your guns, okay? The aisle's almost open over here. Why don't you go and stand in line or something?
They just opened this line. Can't you see nothing?
Yeah, well, I'm going as fast as I can. Plus, I gotta go check on that idiot worker in the back. He still hasn't brought those boxes of bows out to aisle 7. Look, Meringue.
Oh, hi, Mr. Scrollsman.
I want you to get those boxes and set them up in aisle 7 in the front, like I told you.
I did that.
No, those boxes there that you're sitting your fat butt on.
What, these boxes?
Yeah, right there.
Where do you want them?
In the front, aisle 7.
I did that already.
No, you didn't do it already. I told you an hour and a half ago. I've told you every 15 minutes since to move the boxes, and you're still sitting on the same boxes. Now move the boxes, please. Thank you.
Where?
To the front, aisle 7.
I did that.
No, you didn't do that, Meringue. Look, when I told you to move the boxes, what did you do?
I moved the boxes.
No, you didn't move the boxes because they're right there. If you had moved the boxes...
I moved them back.
Why'd you move them back? You mean you moved the boxes out there and then you brought them back? Why the hell did you bring them back?
I thought that's what you wanted me to do.
No, I didn't want you to do that. Meringue, you're the dumbest man I have ever had to deal with. You're an idiot. You're the stupidest person...
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, what do you want?
Do you work here?
Yes, I work here.
I thought maybe you worked here because you've got one of those jackets with the blue polyester and the X-Mart symbol on it.
Yes, well, it says manager here. It's immaterial. What do you want?
I need to know where the hardware is.
The what?
The hardware.
The hardware. It's right over there, down the aisle under the big hardware sign.
Where?
Under the very visible hardware sign.
The hardware.
No, look, turn around, look.
In this direction?
Yes, right here. See that sign says hardware. You read, don't you?
P-I-T-Y-L-I.
Okay, look, just keep walking in this direction.
I don't know. Could you show me? I don't see
it. Look, you see that big piece of plastic hanging from the ceiling? That rectangle plastic. You know what a rectangle is?
The one shaped like a cat?
No, it's a rectangle. It's a square, but long.
I don't need kitty litter. I need hardware.
Look, go down the aisle. Just get out of here, will you? Just go. Move. Get out of here. These customers are like sheep.
Paging Colonel Squelch, man.
Why do they call me Colonel? I'm not a Colonel. I'm a manager. A lonely manager. Yeah, what do you want?
Call the information phone, please. Colonel Squelchman wanted the information phone.
Information? All I want is information being on a damn computer or something. I don't know. Helen.
Boy, you'd better be good. Leave that thing alone.
Oh, Mama, I know I'm being bad right now, but if I be good for just 6 hours, could I have this deluxe model retrochromatic robot doll with action figure and retractable pseudopod?
No, I told you you can't get away with hitting on me and running around this joint expect to be rewarded for it.
Oh, Mama, if I really promised to be really super good for just 4 hours, could I have this floppy disk AM/FM double knit tar wire?
No.
Come on, Mama. I really want this. Okay, look. I'll be good till 9 o'clock at night and tomorrow, too. Even though I know I'm bad right now. I swear I'll be good then. I swear.
No, you're so bad, boy. You're bad all the time. You think you can be nice to me after you hit on me? And I'm going to buy you all this shit.
So I can't have it then?
No, you can't have nothing.
You ugly. That's your problem. You ugly, ugly, ugly.
You nasty child. Come here so I can beat you.
Oh, you disgusting.
Come here.
No.
Alice.
Oh.
I will hit you back.
Oh, I'll kill you. I will slap you again.
Oh, no, Mother. Oh, Helen.
There. Well, I told you I was going to slap
Helen.
You.
Helen. Oh. Helen.
What?
I think we should be going now.
I'm not finished reading my red book.
Helen. Helen.
Paging Colonel Call. Colonel Call Squelchman, please report to the information booth.
All right, I'm on my way. I gotta meander through all these damn shoppers. They're like these Siamese sheep or something. I don't know.
Come on! They ain't gone all day. I'm blind. Can't you see that? Let me through.
Sir, I was what? In line before you.
Oh, no, clear out. I'm blind and I have to go to the bathroom.
I'm sorry, sir, but I really don't think you have the right to cut in just because...
Just because what? Because I'm blind? Is that what you're thinking? Go ahead, say it.
Because you're blind?
Oh, don't give me any of that prejudice. What are you, some kind of bigot?
I'm not a bigot, sir. I'm just trying to get my just desserts. I'm here, too, as a shopper.
Oh, is he, well, blind? Oh, he could take my space, I guess.
I don't want any handouts from you, babe. I just want my piece of the pie without any flack from anti-visually impaired bigots like you.
Oh, what seems to be the problem here,
sir? Oh, yeah,
sir?
Yeah. Now that these bigots have seen fit to let me through, I'd like to return this VCR.
Sir, what's the deal anyway?
Push me! Help! Some sighted person, push me!
Well, here, sir, let me help you up.
It was you, wasn't it? You pushed me. Boy, if I wasn't blind, I'd punch your eyes out.
All right. Now, what's the problem here, anyway?
There's a customer over there who's causing a ruckus, and we can't do anything because he's blind.
All right, I'll tell him to get out of here.
What's the matter with you insensitive people around here? Haven't you heard anything about Christmas spirit? Don't you know you're supposed to be kind to a blind person on Christmas? Joe Dickens and all that slimy pigs, what are you doing?
All right, what seems to be the trouble, sir?
These callous pigs didn't even let me go first in line. And here I am, blind. And I have to go use the bathroom.
Well, sir, we don't have any special rules for the blind waiting in line. I mean, it doesn't really make sense that you'd have any difference between them.
Don't you give me that reverse discrimination baloney!
Well, sir, you know, everyone has to wait in line regardless of any physical handicap or hydrostatic pressure problem or whatever the hell else it is. I don't know.
Oh, yeah? How would you like it if I ripped your eyes out? You'd be blind, too, just like me. The shoe would be on the other foot then, wouldn't it? Oh, Mr. Armchair Liberal. I'll snatch him out.
Jeez, what's this little guy by the china? Looks like some kind of Rumpelstiltskin.
Excuse me, sir. Are you Carl Squelchman?
Well, maybe I am. What can I do for you?
It's not what you can do for me, but what I can do for you. I'm here to teach you the true meaning of Christmas.
What? Well, I don't have time for this nonsense. I've got an ex-mart store to manage, and these Christmas shoppers are driving me right over the edge.
Look, Mama, a Frisbee.
Jerry, you put that plate down.
Hey.
Oh. I didn't do that.
You're going to pay for that, you little twerp.
Oh, don't be threatened over that, Lottie.
Why not? What's it to you?
Because every time you hear the sound of breaking china, that means another Christmas gnome has taught someone the true meaning of Christmas. Oh, what a joyous sound. Yuppie!
Hey, what the...
Christmas gnome, straight from Lumpy Dump Mountain in the land of Roly Haha. And I'm here to teach you the true meaning of Christmas.
Hey, who let that lightning bug in
here? Oh, there you are, laddie. I'm glad you could make it.
Who the hell are you talking to?
That's Wink, my little fairy helper.
Wink!
What do you want with me?
I told you. I'm here to teach you the true meaning of Christmas. And don't be trying to run away, or I'll use me magic gnome powders to paralyze you below the waist.
Great, just what I need. Gnome threats. All right, meaning of Christmas. What do I have to do? Recite something? Or is this an essay question, or what?
Oh, no, laddie. You just have to feel Christmas in your heart. You have to open up to the warm, glowing experience of being with people.
Christmas? Being with people? I've been with people every day from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. I'm sick of being with people. And Christmas is the absolute worst time. Have you been out there? They're all brainless sheep. The true meaning of Christmas, I wish there never was any Christmas.
Oh, you don't know what you're saying, laddie.
Wink, wink.
What's that, wink?
Wink, wink, wink.
You say we should grant his wish? Oh, that's it. Carl Squelchman, you're going to find out what the world would be like if there was no Christmas.
Sure I will. Jiminy Cricket, where's that fly swatter?
What are you doing?
Wink! 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 Wink!
Oh, oh, laddie, you've wounded Wink. Look at him. He's in a critical condition. There's only one way to save a dying fairy. Can you hear me, folks? Wink needs you. Clap. Clap loud if you want to save Wink's life.
Yeah, he's moved.
Right.
Who cares?
Big deal.
The bug.
Oh, no! He's dead! Your lethargy has murdered Wink, the Christmas fairy! Oh, you've done it now, Colonel Carl!
I'm not a colonel, I'm a manager!
Go ahead! Go out into your precious department store and see for yourself what the world would be like without Christmas.
Right. Hey, I can hear out of my left ear. That's funny, I could hear out of my left ear before. Big deal. Someone changed their Christmas record. Probably that idiot Meringue.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm looking for the 35mm cameras. We're having a festival on the 25th.
Oh, a festival. You mean Christmas, don't you?
I beg your pardon?
Never mind. They're right over there underneath the red and white glowing Rudolph/Saint Nick display with the flashing elf-toned boots and the Mrs. Claus and the skin-tight lame.
What?
Huh? Oh, Jesus, it's gone!
Come along, Blubber. This man is speaking gibberish.
What the hell is going on here? Wait a minute. It's that gnome. Hey, gnome kid. Where the hell are you?
Oh, so you realize it at last, laddie. This is what the world would be like if there was no Christmas.
No Christmas? You mean no more idiot sheep-like Christmas shoppers clogging the aisles? No more tawdry decorations and religious displays with electronic baby doll Jesuses?
That's right.
Oh, great. That's what I've been waiting for all my life. I've lived for this day. Yippee! Happy No Christmas! Everybody, rejoice!
What are you saying, Lottie? Don't you miss the joy and splendor that is Christmas?
Miss it? I feel like I've been cured of syphilis. You've made my day, you little mick.
Oh, Wink, things seem to have terribly backfired.
This is wonderful. No crowds. Now I can read my Star Trek concordance in peace. Let's see. So that's why Majel Barrett is given full credit in Star Trek IV, and yet she doesn't even appear in the picture. Wow, look at this.
This is awful, Wink. We got to change it back.
Don't you dare, you little mutant.
No, Lenny. No, put down the weed eater. You can keep the world without Christmas. Now can me and my little friend Wink be on our way?
Yeah, on your way to hell. This is great. I'm rid of that dwarf. There's no more Christmas. Hey, Moraine, did you move those boxes yet?
I already did that.
Oh, boy, this is great. Oh, I'm dreaming of a white Thursday. What? James Doohan's got hepatitis. Just like the Thursday of last week. Ah, I knew the adolescent Spock had impregnated Mr. Sack. May my days be normal and plain. Let's face it, Nimoy can neither direct nor write. And may all your Thursdays be the same.